Thank you for calling Elite 14 VIP. This is Lake, and how may I help you today?
I need your website so I can look up some stuff.
Okay.
The service says I have a credit, but I don't know for how much. I never requested or bought any leggings. I don't wear leggings. I spoke to her about 8-something this morning, my time. So I'd be losing quite a bit. I don't know exactly how much my credits are. And she credited me for 2 months. And so I need to know what your website is so I can see what you'll have for sale.
Okay, do you have an account with us?
I guess I do, but I don't know what she looked up.
Let me see if I can look you up. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to see. If you never ordered, then that's what I'm trying to figure out. How would you have 2 credits? Let me see if I can pull you up. What's your zip code?
70517.
I'm sorry, it's breaking up. What was that again?
70517.
Okay. And what's your first and last name?
Judy Terrio, Ther. IOT.
All right, and verify your address for security purposes.
1129 Melvin, Melvin Dupuis, Dupuis Road, Brobridge, Louisiana, 70517.
All right, so I have an account pulled up here. It has been canceled out for the VIP membership. And looks like, I do see 2 refunds for $49.99. So what you'll have to do is go to our website, which is Elite 14 VIP. Hold up. So it's Elite, E-L-I-T-E. And then 1-4. And then it's VIP.
Okay.
No, don't put VIP. No, do Elite 14. No, just do Elite14.com.
Elite14.com?
Yeah, type that in.
Okay.
And then it should pull a website we have leggings, we have dresses, I think they have bras, they have kids clothes. Guy clothes. I mean, you should be pull up a whole bunch of stuff on there.
Okay.
Is it uppercase?
Did you see it?
Is it uppercase or lowercase?
All of it is lowercase. Now you're also gonna have to have. Have you been receiving emails? Because in the email, in order for you to get the credit, you have to have a gift card code.
And
that code is what you put in.
Okay, wait. Let me read back what I wrote this morning. I don't know if she gave it to me or not.
Yeah, I'll have to give it to you then, because the only way that you're going to be able to get the credit, you have to put that code in, and then it zeros it out at the bottom.
All right.
Okay, so what's the code?
Give me 1 second.
Okay.
All right, let's see. So the first code is going to be, it's going to be numbers and letters, and it's going to be all lowercase. So the first one is going to be F as in Frank, a D as in Delta, E as in Echo, H as in Harry. 296. E is an elephant. 482. E is in Echo. D is in Delta. The number 2. The letter H is in Harry. And the letter D is in Dog.
Okay, and that's the first one, right?
Yeah, that's the first one. So what she'll do is when she goes to elite14.com, she'll pick out 2 items. They should equal up to $49.99. And then, you know, if you're going to scroll down, you know, put your email, phone number, address in. And then you're going to, at the bottom, you're going to see something that says gift card code. You're going to put that code in. And when you put it in, it zeros it out at the bottom. And then you submit the order and then they'll ship it to you.
Okay. So that was one code?
Yeah, that's just one code. Let me get the second one for you.
Okay.
Let's see. Well, this one's not showing a code. Okay, let me see if I can find another one on here. Let's see. All right, yeah, this one has one. All right, so the second code is going to be, this is all lowercase. It's going to be C as in cat, 7, 6, 7. The number 9. The letter G is in girl. H is in Harry. G is in girl. 4, 6. B is in Bravo. A is in Apple. A D is in Delta. The number 3. The letter D is in dog. And the letter D is in dad.
Okay. All right. I think, and she can buy 2 items, or she can spend $49.99 on any number of items.
Yeah, when she goes to elite14.com, anything that equals up to $40.99, she can buy it. Once she puts in all her personal information, she'll scroll down to gift card code, put 1 code in per entry, and then it should summer it out to 0.
So how much credits do I have? Only $49.99?
You have 2 credits for $49.99.
2 separate credits. For $49.99.
Yeah.
Okay.
But what about the August, September, and October? Because I never ordered anything and I never received anything from y'all. I'm having someone help me do this on the website because I don't know how to do it. And Miss Terry was going to do it with me this morning, but I was with my neighbor doing some stuff, and I didn't have time to do it, so I told her I'd call back.
All right, let me look, because there's only so much that we can do. I have to get you transferred over to a supervisor if you're referring to those. Give me 1 second, okay?
Okay. In January, they shipped something. And in March, she told me they shipped something. Where did I didn't order nothing, and I never got nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now if you're going to file this under fraud, then you don't have to go online to get anything. That means if they give you your money, it'll just go back onto your card, so you don't have to go online to purchase anything if that's what you're wanting to do.
Well, go ahead and credit my account.
Okay, now what I have to do is we've already refunded you for 2. So if you're requesting more, I'll transfer you to the fraud department and they'll have to handle it from there. And then if you're going to do it that way, you don't have to worry about going online. Whatever they refund you, it'll just go back on your card and you can just use it from there. Give me 1 second, okay?
All right.
Yes, give me 1. See, because when you said you wanted the code, I was understanding that, you know, you... you ordered, you just want to be able to go ahead and go online and get your stuff for free.
No, ma'am. She said I'd be losing too much money. And so, you know, she wanted me to have, earlier she said something about $150 code. And, you know, I said, ma'am, I don't have the slightest idea what you're talking about because I never ordered anything. I don't wear leggings. I never did, and I never will. And I never received anything. So I don't know where any of this went to. And I was not aware that it was a subscription.
Just one second.
This has been over 6 months. I had it almost healed, and then we got cold scalp. I had it almost healed again, but it was over 3 months. Then we got another cold scalp, and then we get another one. And look, and I put an old lady told me to put apple cider vinegar soak it in apple cider vinegar. I've been doing all of that. But the first two times I did it, it helped. This time, I don't know what's going on. And it's just healing. My hands are so sorry. They were giving 70% chance of rain for tomorrow.
So we issued today a preliminary assessment of the data. Again, our scientists went line by line to make this preliminary assessment.
So
we have a vaccine advisory committee meeting on Thursday where we'll have a full public vetting.
Give me one second, ma'am. Give me one second. I'm about to get you transferred to the fraud. Just one moment.
All right.
Okay.
Well, I don't know the answer to that question, and I haven't really been looking at this at some of feeding us. What I know is that we have the most transparent and the most regulatory approach to assessing the safety and efficacy of medical products, and it's so important that these vaccines to do that, to make sure that our standard of approval, the gold standard of the world, okay, I respect that. You wouldn't really go understand. When we look at this whole operation, should there have been even more of a
dawn right
here? Hopefully, we'll be able to take care of it.
So we're looking, and we have been looking at our processes. I think it's important when you look at an application the size of Pfizer's, for example, for the 44,000 study participants, that's an application.